Today, we begin a new liturgical year. It begins with the church's proclamation to all peoples that God, our Savior, is coming. But it begins, as the last year ended, with these prophetic, apocalyptic utterances. Jesus speaks of nations in dismay, when the powers of heaven will be shaken, and people will die of fright. But juxtaposed with that is God's promise, a promise that cannot be thwarted, the promise that God had made to Israel, and the promise that He made real to us in Christ Jesus, that all the wrongs will be righted, the exiles will return home, the hungry will be fed, the naked will be clothed, there will be no more war, nor terror, or abandonment, or desolation. It will be the overturning and the renewal of the world, the definitive triumph of God, of everything that is contrary to His ways and to His love. But you and I should be mindful of that promise and recognize that day which will come, when His promise will be fulfilled, what He promises to us cannot be fulfilled by man. As human beings, time and again, we have fallen to the illusion that we in and of ourselves can create heaven on earth. That we can create a utopia divorced from God. These are almost messianic movements. Certainly the vast extremes that we witnessed just in the 20th century. Fascism and communism. That held out that promise that what man could do for himself. And even things far more benign, political systems, democracy. That would be the answer. But divorced from God, they soon devolve into living hells. You and I cannot trust any power or thing of this world to fulfill what God has promised to us. We will find our security and peace in nothing less than God. And that is something that we need to hold dear. For if we are honest with ourselves, we remain exiles. Perhaps just as exiled as the people that Jeremiah wrote to nearly 2,600 years ago, we remain exiles, alienated by our experience of sin and depression and loss. But amid it all, to hold on to the promise that God will bring us home. Even in the times that can seem to shatter our most secure and stable lives, amid all of that tribulation, whether it be all external to us or in the very depths of our hearts and our homes, the words of Jesus Christ, "Stand erect and raise your heads, for your redemption is at hand." In Advent, we celebrate two comings, anticipate one and recognizing the former, that God has come. And that God will come again. He came once in poverty and vulnerability. When He comes again, He will come in triumph, in power, in glory. But God has not only come and will come again, but God comes now. He is present now. His ever continuous abiding with His people. He comes to free us from sin and evil and death. All that could prevent us from experiencing His love and true happiness. St. Bernard spoke of the intermediate. You and I are in the midst of the intermediate. Jesus has come. He will come again. But He is here now. But that is, in many ways, something is hidden and quiet and silent. For first and foremost, He must come into our hearts and live there. To not just anticipate and wait for Christ tomorrow, but today, in love and in hope, wait for Jesus. And our church should be a sign and an instrument of that reality, that you and I live according to that truth. And out of that truth, we seek to share with our brothers and sisters outside these doors. So knowing all of that, what are you going to do with this Advent? Can you live this Advent intentionally? Not just kind of watch it, you know, pass by, but live it and focus. And expect. In this waiting, what are your expectations? I read someplace that our moral and spiritual stature can be measured by what we wait for, what we hope for. what our hearts long for. What are our aspirations? This Advent for you and for me should be a time to reflect upon that. What do you want? What do you want your life to be? Perhaps the best way to do that is look upon Christ on the cross. He who came in such weakness and took his throne upon a cross. Gazing upon the one whom we have pierced. What do you want? What do you want your life to be? What do you want to do? And maybe doing that, we can see beyond the myriad of distractions of the Christmas season. Not to get lost in that. But to be vigilant. And to pray. And to focus on those things that will truly last. And those things that will prepare you and prepare me for that day. Will enable us on that day, which will come for every one of us, to stand before the Son of Man. Today, to hope and to live in Jesus Christ.